Zo Martin, Jason Davis, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So you had a big dream, and it's well-named, Dreamcatchers, as a matter of fact, Zo.
Yes.
Real briefly, what's it all about?
I tend to have weird dreams. I woke up out of one where all the musicians I knew were playing kids' music at a rock venue. So I asked them why in my dream, and they told me they were playing to trade music as currency for heaters. And when I woke up, I texted quite a few of them immediately because mm-hmm. it was weird. Mm-hmm. And also because I thought it was kind of a good idea. And they got right back to me, much to my astonishment, and said, yeah, let's do it.
A dream come true.
Snowballed from there. Yeah, it was a dream come true.
That's
literally.
Great. So with that first visionary dream came the first project, literally, and that's heat is where the heart is. That all goes hand in hand with that. Let's talk intent now. Who are you helping and how are you helping them?
In the dream, it was kids whose parents couldn't afford to turn on the heat.
Okay.
I have no concept of how to distribute heaters, how to pick and choose who needs them the most, who gets them. So we employed SCAN to help us with that, and they were very gracious and very willing to help us.
Everybody had the connections to make this
yes.
all happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in this case, the heart of this project belongs to that big, beautiful group of local musicians. And was it hard once you got them on board to organize things, Jason?
No, people jumped right in, actually. They were very willing. Yeah, I was one of those first texts that Zoe gave out. And I thought, wow, this is really a great idea. And I think we could do this. You know, I wrote two songs immediately. And yeah, the musicians jumped right on board. A handful of people wrote the songs right away.
And that was part of the goal. I know there's a couple of lovely traditionals on
there. There are.
But everybody
most of them are original
happy.
Compositions. Yeah, written by people who don't write kids' songs. But, you know, went out of their shell, went out of their comfort zone and wrote kids' songs. And they're all really pretty great. From a song about a bad doggy to, you know, why you should eat eggs, you know, and maybe why you shouldn't lie to your parents. It was really good, and we would use the studio in its off time. I own the studio and record a lot of local bands here anyway, so when it had a day free, we would just book those days and do it Nashville style. Whoever showed up that day would come in, and somebody would come in with the idea of the song, and a lot of times not even completely done, and we would just finish the song, and we would have lunch, and then by the end of the day, we'd have this kid's song, and we would mix it and put it on the shelf and then do it again when another open day was up.
That's just fantastic. Yeah. Again, this is a dream come true and such a worthy cause.
It is. When she sent me that text, it was like, well, this seems really perfect, you know, and it was in such infancy in the beginning. And now we're at the other end of it where we've had our fun. But now we're trying to raise the money to buy the heaters so we can deliver a truck full of heaters to SCAN.
Now, you've just brought up a very interesting point because you have been simultaneously building the nonprofit enterprise from the ground up and this very major music projects. Mm-hmm. Looking back at the last 2 years, are you glad you tackled it in tandem? And just what have you done on the business side of things, getting ready to do the heaters now?
We've been learning a lot.
Yeah, we've been, everybody's been, there's a team. There's a team of people beyond just Zoe and I.
Mm-hmm.
And
there
has to be. And we would like to give them as much credit as we may receive on this project. Yeah, we're learning a ton. It's such a grassroots thing. And like anything else, we're learning as we go.
It's really an efficient way to do things if you can get all of the cooperation that it sounds like you gotten. And now you're putting it forth. I am kind of curious. And while I have you here, I would just ask you from your hearts, the vibe of the whole music collection. How does it make you feel to have this heat is where the heart is?
Oh, I think I'm pretty proud that it exists. I don't think we knew what it would look like in the beginning, and we are on the backside, like I said, of the actual album being out, and the people who have come and helped us is amazing. I mean, without Dan Canale, there would be no website. Mm-hmm. Without Becca Bell, you would not know about us because we would not have had a press release, and we would not have such great copy. Without Mal Kelly at One Lucky Guitar, we would not have the layouts of all our visual media.
And John Hartman.
And John Hartman, we would not have that amazing film. Without Daniel Anderson, our Facebook would just be stagnant, you know. Without Jay Hackbush, we wouldn't have that painting, which is the center of our campaign right now. The heater turned into a guitar, like a cigar box guitar. And without that group of people, there would be a record and there would be a dream, but we wouldn't be to this point.
And in the meantime, you had everyone in the studio just pouring out, it seems like, solid gold with everything that was going on to get this collection together.
I'm glad you think it's solid gold for kids, right?
So it is.
Oh,
man. And I have heard it, and it's just delightful.
Could we make a gold record for kids?
Yes.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, I think the record turned out stellar. I don't know that we could have asked for anything more. And every session was different. Every song was different. Every scenario was different. Some of those tracks were just cut with two people. And then some of them were cut with like 20 people in the studio that day. Some days were cold and you were stuck in the studio, and some days were warm and you could go out and play basketball and throw
a
frisbee, yeah, and have barbecue. And the one person I have to thank on air is Bart Helms. He spent more time in the studio. I was at every session, and not everybody had to be at every session, but Bart Helms was at more sessions than I can tell you. And he was very into the project. So this one goes out to Bart.
And he is a musical warrior here in town.
He is a warrior.
That, so now we know heat is where the heart is, and his heart.
In his heart, yeah. He's a recording warrior now.
That's fantastic. So, safe to say you've had a lot of learning curves. What do you think you've nailed as you've been on this journey?
I think you've nailed getting this record out, getting it cranked out.
I think the biggest goal for me when I took on the project after Zoe approached me, it could have been done in many different ways. Mm-hmm. We could have easily just asked for kids' songs from people and then compiled them together. We didn't have to get them together in a studio and work it as a cohesive project. But I do think that my goal, I think, from the very beginning was like, can we make kids' songs that the parents are okay to listen to?
Yeah. As a parent, I fully endorse that.
Yeah, but still very kid-oriented and directed towards the kids, has a good message, maybe a learning trait in every song, whether it's eat your eggs or, there might be monsters under your bed,
which is
a great closer.
Three square meals a day.
Yeah, Joe Evans and his wife, Nicole, Joe from Left Lane Cruiser, they actually have a whole record of kids' songs that they've written together. And they brought that one and we worked that for a day. And I think it turned out great.
It's a great one, indeed. Okay, talking local musical goodness, your release party, the first one that you're going to have is at Neat Records, ultimately organic to be sure. I guess, like, where else could it be held? Is that the way you feel?
Definitely. It's got to be there. Where else would it be?
Yeah, it's the local record store, right?
Yeah.
Ran by really great people. Yeah, I think it's going to be a perfect event.
And the CD, of course, is still going to be available after this release and really on through as you continue.
Yeah, it's available now. You can buy it through the website, which is heatiswheretheheartis.com.
Bottom line here, and it sounds like you've got all of these attentions to detail covered. Are you reaching who you feel you need to reach?
I'd like to think so, but part of me hopes that I missed it a little bit so that we can be sure, you know, I'll be corrected and make sure that we get them out to everybody that needs them.
Yeah, I think it's an ongoing thing. I mean, we're raising the money to buy a truckload of heaters now to deliver, to scan. And I think this project continues to give, because now we'll know where they go and then we can do it again. We can raise more money. We're hoping to sell the CD throughout the whole year and then be able to deliver numerous truckloads throughout the year, whether it be in July or August or next November. The record's not going to date itself. It's kids' music.
Indeed, and Scan's such a wonderful organization. I'm sure other organizations are going to find their way to you or you to them. And so it's going to be the
That would be nice, right? That it grows into something bigger.
It would be. So last question before I let you go. In the frenzy of getting all of this turned into a reality the last 2 years and your nonprofit up and running.
Frenzy is a good word.
Yeah, the right word.
I do applaud you on a job well done. Have you had time to dream about what's next for Dreamcatcher?
I don't know that we've had time to, but there's something there. You know, it's been in the back of my mind. This has turned out so wonderfully. What else can we do? So I'd like to continue on that.
Yeah, it seems like it's perfectly, you know, named. So I think we'll figure that out. We're just trying to concentrate on this one thing right now. So
I'm just waiting for another crazy dream.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I hope we can make another record. I think it's a good thing. Who doesn't like kids' music? They'll always be kids.
Yeah.
There'll always be people in need.
Mm-hmm. Zoe Martin and Jason Davis are the founders of Dreamcatchers and ready to release the organization's charity children's album, Heat is Where the Heart Is. So, Jason, thank you so much for making time for us this busy pre-release party day. And here's to your beautiful dream come true.
Thank you.
Thanks.